Nice. The Stones, Let's Spend the Night Together on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Producer Andy, in for Sam on your Wednesday, Jane.
And you're always invited to spend the morning together with us.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
It's just assumed.
Yes. Well, have you registered to be an organ donor? Canada actually has one of the worst organ and tissue donor registration rates in the world. But representatives with the David Foster Foundation are trying to change that, especially during April, National Organ and Tissue Donation Awareness Month. Joining us now to encourage you to sign up, if you haven't already, is Michael Ravenhill, CEO of the David Foster Foundation. Michael, thank you for joining me and producer Andy on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane.
Well, good morning.
Tell us first why the iconic Canadian music producer and film composer David Foster has made organ donation a mission.
Well, you know, that's a great question. It happened in 38 years ago, and David's mom actually asked him to go and see a little girl in UCLA Medical Center. In those days, we as Canadians, we couldn't have transplants done in Canada, so we had to actually go to the States. And David's mom just asked her to ask him to go to see this little girl who was waiting for a transplant. She was from David's hometown in Victoria, British Columbia. And David said, sure. He would, you know, you always do what your mother tells you to do. So he went and he started talking to the family, and he could see the stress on their face. And as he was about to leave, he said to the little girl, he says, is there anything that I can do for you? And he thought she'd say, I want to go see this celebrity, or I want to go to Disneyland or whatever. And she didn't. She just looked him straight in the eyes and said, I just want to see my sister. And David was really taken back by that, and he asked a few more questions. And what he found out is this little girl had not seen her sister in a few months because they couldn't afford the price of a plane ticket from Victoria to L.A. And David said, I'm going to make that happen. So what he did is he phoned the aunt and arranged the travel. He picked them up. He took them to the hospital. And he said, when those two little girls' eyes met, he said, that etched in his heart forever. He said, this is going to be my foundation. And there will be no family that will ever be in this position again. And that's what our foundation does. We provide financial assistance to families of children that require major organ transplants. And we provide the financial assistance for all non-medical expenses. So food, clothing, transportation, mortgage, and car payments, and so forth.
We're speaking with Michael Ravenhill, CEO of the David Foster Foundation. April is National Organ and Tissue Donation Awareness Month. Michael, have we seen an uptick in organ donations since the pandemic, or like everything else, have numbers been tailing off since COVID?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we look at 2020, the registrations were down 39% due to COVID, and now they're slowly starting to come back up. But, you know, we've got a long way to go. We're an amazing country. We always are the ones that step in when times are tough and help others. But, you know, we have one of the worst organ donor registration rates in all developing countries. And it's just, it doesn't need to happen. You know, we just need to get the word out. We need to educate a little bit more. And that's why we're talking today. We're wanting everyone to step up and think about this.
Right, Michael. Right, because many Canadians may want to donate their organs, but not even realize what they need to do to make sure they have a legacy for those in need.
So great what you're saying, Jane. It's leaving a life legacy. I mean, when you pass away or you, that time comes, the incredible stat that really struck out to me years and years ago is one organ donor can save 8 lives or improve the quality of life up to 75 people. Think about that. It's just like, it's why wouldn't we do this? This is incredible, right?
Michael, as we wrap up here in our final minute or so, for those interested in organ donation or just want to know more, where can they go? What can they do?
Well, the easiest way to do that is go to davidfosterfoundation.com, click on register, and then there they can click on their province, wherever they're from in Canada, and it takes about 2 minutes. Very simple. Easy to do. There's a lot of information on our site that talks about organ donation and all the information that they would need. Easy way to do it, davidfosterfoundation.com, or you could follow us at David Foster Foundation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, it really is an amazing way to keep living after we're gone and benefiting others. Michael, I bet a lot of people are going to do what you've suggested right now. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for all that you do as well.
Michael Ravenhill is CEO of the David Foster Foundation.
Back to the music now. Here's Shania, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane.